Gene, how are you?
Oh, good, good. It's a great morning down in Kalamazoo, too.
Well, for folks who don't know who you are or what the Michigan Tea Party Alliance is, tell them about your tea party.
Well, the Michigan Tea Party Alliance is a group of about 30 organizations across the state, and we also are allied with the Northern Michigan Alliance, which is the UP and the upper part of the Lower Peninsula. They have much more challenges getting together up there than we do down here, but we've kind of been meeting on and off. We were for several months in back last year, and we started meeting monthly and formed our alliance in January. So that's kind of where we come from. All individual organizations all have individual missions, but they're all based on the same thing, and that's to restore the republic back to the Constitution.
Well, on your website, the theme is the grassroots of the Great Lakes.
That's pretty close. That's we're all grassroots organizations, that's for sure.
At the top of your website, you've got our official national debt, and then there's a number. And then that number is, you can multiply it times five, and you've got the truth there. What's that mean?
Well, it's the unfunded liabilities. You start adding everything up, there's a much more than what's really on the books as far as the federal government's concerned. So the estimate we've seen is if you just multiply that by five, what the federal estimate is, that's probably what the real liability were if it was all paid off, which probably will not be.
Gene, are you a Republican?
No, I'm an independent.
All right. Well, I asked you that question because we're going to talk about another Tea Party Republican, L. Brooks Patterson, who is the Oakland County Executive, believes that the mysterious Tea Party that is trying to take over the Republican convention, if you will, and wants to get on the ballot for this November's elections. Mr. Patterson believes that that Tea Party needs to be investigated. I just wanted to get your take on that, because this Tea Party, which is fronted by a guy who's kind of stays in the background, is thought to be fronted, or at least, how about if we say it this way, is supported by the Michigan Democratic Party. Because if this Tea Party is allowed to get its candidates on the ballot, it's thought that a lot of votes that would go toward Republicans will obviously go, not go that way and will allow the Democrats to get more seats. I asked several different ways Michigan Democratic Party Chairman Mark Brewer if that was so, and he said no. What do you think about that?
Well, it's got their fingerprints all over it. The announcement was made on Monday by Ruth Johnson from Oakland, said that one of their, matter of fact, one of the Oakland Democratic Party employees, who was a notary, had notarized several of the affidavits, and those affidavits turned out to be fraudulent. They weren't signed by the people whose name were on them, and one of those individuals didn't even live in the state of Michigan any longer, was not a citizen of the state. So, you know, it's there's not, as far as I know anyway, there has not been a solid financial trail, because you're always supposed to follow the money. We haven't found that yet, but there's a lot of circumstantial evidence that leads to Democratic operatives having their fingers in the setting up of this organization.
Well, if I was to play devil's advocate, just like you and your Tea Party are independents, there is no factual information that links the Democratic Party with this Tea Party. So are they unjustly being accused?
Well, it depends on who's accusing them. If they show up in court, I think we'll have a lot more evidence and a lot more discovery. But if they're falsely being accused, no, I don't believe so. But they can stand up anytime they want to, but they don't want to stand up. They send a lawyer who doesn't seem to know very much about them or anything else. He just must have been hired on the phone. So if they wanted to stand up to any accusations, they sure haven't been very eager to do so.
So what do you anticipate happening at this week's Republican state convention?
I don't expect them there at all. Friday night, the Tea Party organization, Michigan Tea Party Alliance, is sponsoring a gathering of all the independent tea parties. some of them are not even a part of our alliance. They're independent ones, mainly in the southeast area. But we welcome them all, and we're having to get together for several reasons. One of them is to see if there's any place that we need to and want to use our strength in the convention on the next day. But I don't think that those people will show up at all. And their attorney said that when they had their, quote, convention, that they had 15 people show up. So if all those showed up, they would just be lost in the crowd anyway. But I doubt if any of those people have any credentials to the Republican State Convention.
All right. So what's going to happen at your meeting on Friday?
Well, there's a couple things. Number one, the biggest thing we want to do is just thank the Tea Party members who are attending. Thank them for their work for the last 18 months, all the effort that's gone into it, and kind of celebrate some of their successes. There's been failures. There's been successes. We learn from our failures. We celebrate our successes. But that's the start of the thing. And then the second thing is there's a plethora of very well qualified, most of them anyway, Secretary of State candidates. So we want to sort through those, give them a last chance to present their last best stump speech. And then see if we can come to a consensus of how we're going to vote on Saturday. Now, obviously, there's some people who have already pledged their votes, and like the old timey times, the first ballot they got to deliver that pledge. And if there's more than one ballot, then we might be able to exert even a larger block. So that one and the Attorney General, of course, there's only two. They're very closely qualified in a lot of people's eyes. I watch the arguments, and they go back and forth all the time. So there again, we want to see, well, are we slightly more in favor of one than the other, and can we get some people to move to a larger block?
Will the Michigan Tea Party Alliance be making an appearance, if you will, at the Democratic State Convention?
I don't believe so. I don't think we have very – we might have a few, but I don't think we have very many delegates to that convention at all.
Why is that?
I think mainly, of course, I'm in the western part of the state, so things are a little bit different over here than the eastern part. But I think it's mainly the candidates that we saw that we could support are in the GOP, and the idea being that if we can get enough people that are precinct delegates and move into either voluntary but management positions within the county and so on, that we can exert our influence to get more constitutionally conservative people on the ballots from now on. So it's a long process, and this is just the first start.
Who is the Michigan Tea Party Alliance endorsing for governor?
No endorsement right now, but I think we'll probably be behind the Republican candidate, and I'm pretty sure it will be anyway. It will be Rick Snyder.
All right, Gene, appreciate your time. Always enjoy talking with you, and we'll stay in touch.
Okay, thank you very much.